Welcome to the program, Evan Bray, on this Friday morning. Thanks again to Assistant Commissioner Robin McNeil, the commanding officer of the Saskatchewan RCMP. Anyone who listens to this program regularly knows my connection and my friendship and my support of Rhonda Blackmore. And it felt to me like a really big void in our program when Rhonda was removed from that position as assistant commissioner. And I had been holding back nothing in my criticism of how Ottawa has handled that situation. It's not done yet. And I know from time to time, someone will say, any updates on what's going on with the assistant commissioner? It's still working its way through. I know that she's been having meetings. She's been in Ottawa, those types of things. She's still working for the RCMP, just not in that position. But the problem has been, without having her there, it has felt like a bit of a void. And I have lots of connections in the RCMP, and there's all kinds of great work going on. And so for me, it was important. Let's find a way to get the provincial RCMP back on this program. And so Assistant Commissioner McNeil, who I mentioned, I mean, he had nothing to do with the Rhonda situation. He just happened to be the person that they brought in here next. I appreciate him giving us some time and joining us on the program here today. Okay, so the next conversation we're going to have, this is actually a conversation I had a little bit earlier. So this is a recorded interview I want to play for you, because we have the Right Honorable Beverly McLaughlin, one of Canada's, I would say, most well-known, most respected legal minds, the 17th Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Canada. She was in the Supreme Court 2000 to 2017. First woman, by the way, to ever hold that position. Was in town doing a speech in Regina, I should say, doing a speech. And so we wanted to connect with her. We weren't able to do it live on the air. So this is a pre-recorded conversation we did. Now, the challenge is when you get a Supreme Court justice retired on the show, there's a lot of they won'ts, right? They won't talk about current cases. They won't talk about decisions, you know, in terms of criticizing decisions. So it looks a little different. And this is part of the ethics, I presume, of someone who holds the title of Chief Justice. So there were, you know, I mean, with there's a lot going on right now with our Supreme Court, whether it's the pronoun decision that came down, the recent ostrich discussion, but those things couldn't be asked. Those things can't be contained. But you will hear in this short chat that we have, we did talk a little bit about the notion of, or the perception that Supreme Courts, whether it's in Canada, the United States, or elsewhere, have this perception of being politicized, and she gives us her opinion on that. And so this is the conversation we had with Beverly McLaughlin, Canadian jurist, author, 17th Chief Justice of Canada's Supreme Court from 2000 to 2017. We appreciate having her on our program.
I'm so pleased to be here.
It's great to have you in our province, and I'd like to know a little bit about your journey. I know that's the discussion that you had at the library, but can you talk about, you grew up in rural Alberta, what was the journey like to becoming the first female and longest serving Chief Justice on the Supreme Court of Canada?
Well, it was improbable, I can tell you that. I was born and grew up in Pinto Creek, Alberta, which is about straight west of here, a couple of hundred miles, and in the Lee of the Foothills, and lived in a rural ranching sort of community for most of my young life, and went to school there at Matthew Halton High School, and graduated, went to university, studied philosophy. And after studying philosophy, I was debating whether to go into law or do graduate work. I settled on giving the law a try, and I think the long story made short is that I've been doing things in the law ever since. The highlight, of course, being when I was asked to go on the Supreme Court of Canada, where I was from 1989 to the end of 2017, and served as justice from 2000 to 2017. So it was a great, great I've been very fortunate that I've had so many interesting and important things to do in my life.
I read an interview once where you said you, at a very young age, had an innate sense of justice. Can you elaborate on that?
It's hard to know, but I think I was brought up in a family where we had, in a community where there were very strong values of fairness and treating people fair. I'm not saying there wasn't prejudice. And in those days, as we're talking the 50s here, you know, racial prejudice, other kinds of prejudice. And about generally the community was infused, and certainly my family was infused. My family was, my father and mother were always there for, you know, the downtrodden and the people who were having trouble in life, and taking them in and helping them and sometimes fighting for their causes. So I kind of grew up with that sense that we need to, it's bad to treat people wrongly just because of their background or their color or whatever, and that we need to be compassionate and we need to treat people fairly in everything. Honesty was a watchword in our home. And so I think those values create in a person a sense of the importance of a just society and a fair society. So that's I think how I got oriented in that direction.
The 17th Chief Justice of Canada's Supreme Court, Beverly McLaughlin, is my guest. When you do a speaking event like you are at the library, we know there was a wait list for people wanting to listen to your speech. What are the messages that you hope resonate when you do these sorts of public engagements?
Well, I hope that I can send a message that in Canada, anyone from however humble a background can achieve their dreams and go beyond them. When I was growing up, I never dreamed that I could be a lawyer, let alone a judge, let alone a chief justice. But with resilience and hard work and the right values, this is a country where you can move ahead. And I like to encourage people to be optimistic about what they can do in life and to contribute to their communities and whatever they can do in a sense of helping their fellow people around them. And I think that gives them a good life. And so it's that kind of an uplifting tone that I seek to put forward. We are living in very difficult times, and I had a lot of hardships at various stages growing up through life. People didn't think women could be lawyers or judges. And, of course, that brings with it a lot of negative attitudes and setbacks. But I also like to encourage people to be resilient and not give up, because I do think we have a country here with great basic values, and as exemplified in our Charter of Rights and Freedoms. And I like to encourage people to stay true to those values. Sometimes people feel the charter gets in the way, but the charter's there to protect us.
I'm curious to know, Justice, when we're talking about the Supreme Court, I mean, we hear lots about the Supreme Court of Canada, but we also hear a lot about the Supreme Court of the United States, especially right now, sitting down, listening to arguments about whether or not these tariffs are constitutional. I'm not looking for a comment on that, but what I'm curious to know your thoughts on is what you would say to someone who will make an accusation that the Supreme Court has become a political entity.
I would say the Supreme Court in the United States is generally viewed as being somewhat politicized, although preserving a good measure of latent independence. It's been politicized by the appointment process, which has tended to lead presidents to appoint people only of their own party and Senate to vote only for people of their own party or way of thinking. And there's developed a culture that the Supreme Court is really some sort of supra-political agent that is expected to give certain decisions in certain cases, which may be exaggerated, but there is that sense that there's a political tension. In Canada, we are fortunate that our judiciary isn't politicized at all. We don't have any appointments on the basis of what party you belong to or what your economic or political philosophy is. And generally, it's a regional thing, and the prime minister chooses the person that he thinks will best do the job from that region. So I can say, as someone who served on the court for a very long time, that we do not have a politicized court. And there is a very strong taboo on any communication between either the executive, being the prime minister and the cabinet, or the parliament and people in it, and the court. The court sits independently and makes its rulings independent of political considerations in Canada. And that's the British tradition, and we're very fortunate to have maintained it.
We're chatting today with 17th Chief Justice of Canada's Supreme Court, Beverly McLaughlin. Before I let you go, I'm curious to know about your life as an author. So you spent your time with Canada's Supreme Court 2000 to 2017, but I know you've authored a number of books, and you've recently stepped into fiction. What's that been like?
Well, it's been a great learning experience. I was required to retire at age 75, and that was in the end of 2017-18. And I thought, what am I going to do? And long before I was on the bench, I had thought, oh, I would love to write some fiction some point. So I really didn't have anything. I went from a very busy job to zero. So I thought, I'll start writing, and I bet no one will, I don't think anyone will ever publish this, but it'll give me something to do. So I did, and lo and behold, my first book was published, and that led to a second and a third. I'm working on a fourth fiction now. And then along the way, I did a memoir, autobiographical sort of memoir about, it's called My Life in the Law, and it's about, you know, my experiences right from childhood to into my first years of retirement. And I talk about the court and some of the cases, and I talk about a lot of different things that happened along the way. So I love writing. Writing has always been something I love to do, and I wrote court decisions for a great many years as a judge. And when I retired, I said, well, I'll try writing in a different way. And I've had a lot of fun doing it and learned a lot, I can add.
I can only imagine. Well, Chief Justice, we've been very pleased and honored to have you on the program. Thanks for making some time for us, and thanks for visiting our province.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure. I've really enjoyed my time in Regina. Thanks for having me on.
Beverly McLaughlin, Canadian jurist, author, and the 17th Chief Justice of Canada's Supreme Court. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKO.